Series, When God Leaves the Building. Our scripture today, often called the Transfiguration story, could actually fit quite nicely in that previous sermon series. But this scripture is traditionally the scripture that is preached on right before the season of Lent begins. Lent is coming up. Lent is our 40-day season before Easter, where we follow along with Jesus on his journey toward the cross. So this week will serve as sort of a transition for us as we prepare to enter into this next season of our church year. Our scripture for this evening is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 9, 28 through 36. Now about 8 days after these sayings, Jesus took with him Peter and John and James and went up on the mountain to pray. And while he was praying, the appearance of his face changed and his clothes became dazzling white. Suddenly they saw two men, Moses and Elijah, talking to him. They appeared in glory and were speaking of his departure, which he was about to accomplish at Jerusalem. Now Peter and his companions were weighed down with sleep, but since they had stayed awake, they saw his glory and the two men who stood with him. Just as they were leaving, Peter said to Jesus, "Master, it is good for us to be here. Let us make three dwellings, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah," not knowing what he said. While he was saying this, a cloud came and overshadowed them, and they were terrified as they entered the cloud. Then from the cloud came a voice that said, "This is my son, my chosen. Listen to him." When the voice had spoken, Jesus was found alone, and they kept silent, and in those days told no one of the things they had seen. Throughout the Gospels, up until this point in our scripture today, Jesus and the disciples had been on a journey. Jesus had been teaching them what it means to be a disciple, showing them who he was. And the disciples they're really not getting it. I think we can get a lot of comfort in remembering how hard a time the disciples had trying to follow Jesus, trying to figure Jesus out. It's okay if we too are kind of like these confused, stubborn, misunderstanding disciples. Jesus is a little hard to pin down, we have to admit. 8 days before this transfiguration scene in our scripture today, Jesus was talking with the disciples, and he said, Who do you say that I am?" Jesus asked them. And Peter responded correctly that he was the Messiah. But the disciples, they didn't see the whole picture about who Jesus really was. So this led to Jesus explaining that, as we know, he would have to go to his death on the cross. And that the life of faith, too, requires us to pick up our cross daily and follow him. This isn't quite what the disciples thought they were signing up for. And it surely doesn't sound like a walk in the park for us either. And so this is where our transfiguration story begins. In the midst of this confusion and this command from Jesus to pick up our cross and follow him, this is when Jesus pauses and takes a handful of disciples up the mountain to pray. I'm in a little a group of young ministers called Bethany Fellows. We come together about a couple times a year from all throughout the United States, and we fellowship and share and pray. In hopes that we might become better disciples and better ministers. This past week, the group leader texted me and asked if there's anything he could do, anything he could pray for me about. And I responded, trying to balance work and family time. I suspect that we all may have that kind of prayer. We might need that kind of prayer or something like it. You're trying to bear the requirements of your work, and at the same time, you're trying to live into all the joy and the demands that family life requires. And then on top of all of that, we have this life of faith. Where does that fit in? How can we squeeze God into all of that? Well, Jesus and the disciples were on top of the mountain. Something something began to happen. The face of Jesus began to change. His clothes became dazzling white. The disciples saw Jesus in his glory, and with him stood Moses and Elijah, the great heroes of the faith. Pretty soon a cloud descended from the heavens, and they knew that the presence of God was in their midst. And sure enough, they heard the voice of God. We've been talking the last few weeks about how we're supposed to reach out in love and grace to the world around us. But I know that the reality of life is that we too, from time to time, need that little glimpse of the grace of God in the midst of our busy lives. We've had those little glimpses of God. We long for those moments, I know. In Celtic tradition and spirituality, they recognize that there are these times, that these places that give us a glimpse of the glory of God. They call them thin places. Thin places. They call them thin places because of those times where it's like the veil that separates heaven and earth is lifted. And it's like the light of God shines through like through a cracked door. You can see a glimpse of the glory of God. There's a beautiful Celtic saying that says, heaven and earth are only 3 feet apart. But in these thin places, that distance is even smaller. It's in the middle of our busy lives that we're called into the life of discipleship. Even when those glimpses of glory are few and far between, we're called into this life of faith. Catching a glimpse of the glory of God, heaven on earth, climbing to that mountaintop experience should not be our primary goal. Discipleship of Jesus is. It's been said that the main objective of religion is not to get to heaven, but rather to get heaven into us. Get heaven into each of us, to get heaven all throughout this world around us. Just as Jesus was transfigured, transformed before the eyes of his disciples on top of that mountain, in the life of faith and discipleship, we too live to be transformed, transfigured into the likeness of Christ. This is not an easy or immediate transformation. I heard a story about a family who lived an isolated, simple life out in the middle of nowhere, and they won a trip to the big city. So they made their way, and they checked into the luxury hotel and stood in the lobby, amazed at all the sights and sounds. The father and son wandered over to the elevators and stood there and stood in front of these huge mirrored doors, not knowing what these doors were for. An elderly woman walked right up to the elevator and pressed the button, and the doors opened. She stepped inside the doors, and they closed behind her. A minute or so later, the doors opened again, and out stepped a young and beautiful woman. The father couldn't stop staring, and without even moving his head, he tapped the shoulder of his son and said, "Son, go get your mother." Change for us isn't so easy, sadly. To be transformed into the likeness of Christ, it's not an immediate transformation. Even after this amazing mountaintop transformation that Jesus had, the first disciples remained confused until after Jesus died and was raised from the dead. We are called to pick up our cross daily and follow Jesus. And this is the first step in being transformed into the likeness of Christ. When the disciples were on top of the mountain and Jesus' face began to glow and his clothes began to shine, Peter, not knowing what he was saying, began to speak anyway. And he said, "It's good for us to be here. Let's make three dwellings, one for Moses, one for Elijah, and one for you. Let's make three dwellings," as if to say, let's bottle up this amazing moment and keep it for ourselves. Let's stay here in this glory of God on top of this mountain. But they couldn't stay there. They had heard the voice of God, but they clearly missed what God was saying. When the voice of God came from the cloud, God spoke to the disciples and he said, "This is my son, my chosen. Listen to him. Listen to him." Listening to Jesus, we know, means more than just listening. It means doing. Listening to Jesus means, as he taught us, pick up your cross and follow him. So if the disciples are to listen to Jesus, they couldn't stay on top of that mountain. Listen to Jesus. That's God's advice to the disciples. That's God's advice to all of us here. Listen to Jesus. Come down off the mountain because there are people who need Jesus down in the valley. I read a book a while back called The Secret Message of Jesus. The point is not that the message of Jesus is hidden. It's readily available. But in this world of competing noise and competing schedules, to really listen for Jesus, to really pick up our cross daily and follow after him in this world, it's almost as though that message of Jesus is a secret. Listen to Jesus. Because if we truly listen to Jesus, letting Jesus' teachings be the guide for our lives, in his words, we might find the secrets to the good life, the life transformed in the likeness of Christ. Christian author Walter Wink said that for us in the life of faith, transfiguration is standing at the same time in this moment, the same moment in our broken reality, and at the same time seeing the invisible, something more, calling it to come, behaving as if this something more is on the way. We are sustained by those elements that have already come. He says when this kind of transformation happens in us, the world in one brief moment is transfigured, and the beyond shines in our midst. Jesus calls us to take up our cross and follow him. As we know, Jesus went to the cross himself and to his death. Jesus knew that the path that he was going to follow was dangerous and difficult, and yet he still calls us to follow. Why would he do that? Jesus calls us to follow not to simply lead us into difficulty, but because it's in the life of faith. It's in the life of faith that we are transformed. The world around us may be transformed. It's when we listen to Jesus, do what he says, that true life may be found for us, as though heaven were in us. It's when we faithfully go down the mountain and through the busyness of our lives that glimpse of the beyond might shine in our midst and all around us. Amen.